Tennessean reports former Nashville mayoral candidate David Fox is lending his support to a new political action committee that is organized to defeat Mayor Megan Berry's transit referendum proposal. David Fox, good morning and welcome to the ring.
Thanks so much, Ralph. Happy to be here.
It's going to be an exciting bout. How many rounds are you ready to go?
Well, I'm suiting up for a long haul here, so I think it's going to be a pretty serious contest.
And it's the most serious conversation that Nashvillians have had amongst ourselves, and the most serious debate we've had on a major, basically city-changing issue in decades. So it deserves. It deserves a lot of attention, it deserves a lot of debate, and it deserves a lot of truth, too. So,
and I feel that way. I hope everyone sees it the same way. This is one of the most critical issues we'll be discussing. It's, you look at the capital cost, it's $5.4 billion, which is 8 times what we spent on the Music City Center. Of course, it's a lot more than that when you add in the annual operating expenses. And so I'm hopeful the city can have a kind of a two-sided conversation on the pros and cons, and at the end in May, I like the fact that there's going to be a referendum. I think that's the good way to resolve this. And I hope, you know, taxpayers will give it consideration and end up deciding we can do something better and cheaper than this.
You did not prejudge this before you took time to learn as much as you possibly could about it. You have remained rather silent on the issue. But I think the only time I ever heard you say anything about it is, you know, you're going to wait and see what the mayor proposes and you hope correct. It's a good plan.
That's correct. I've since the election 2 years ago, I have resolutely made no public comment about anything. I just wanted the mayor to have space, do her own thing, to the people that spoken. But the size of this project and the size mistake I think this project would be just kind of got to me. And ultimately, I just decided, well, if I'm going to continue to live in Nashville and be a reasonably responsible citizen, ought to share my view, and it's a highly critical view of this current plan.
What, in your opinion, are one or two or three of the top flaws in the plan? I know it's a super expensive plan, and anything that expensive has to be a really good plan. What makes it not a good plan, in your opinion? One of the top.
Well, that's the right way to look at it. It's a problem with the cost benefit. The cost is extraordinary, and the benefit is tiny. When you look at other cities with similar density, they end up moving a small single-digit percentage of people on their mass transit program, which is a terrible misallocation of resources. You know, also, we're at a time when driverless cars are making enormous progress. I'm sure, as you know, these light rail systems here in Nashville won't begin operating until 2026. Well, 5 years before that, Uber and all the major car manufacturers expect to have tens of thousands of driverless cars, fleets of cars all over the country running by then, which will, I think, outcompete any system, any fixed system like a light rail program.
Especially since they plan to use these aggressively in ride sharing programs, not just driverless cars driving one person to it, but all these driverless cars that they're going to use by Uber and Lyft are going to be specially designed driverless cars that will carry more passengers, almost like mini buses, and be so inexpensive for the riders that it will be worth their while to do it, even while it's not being subsidized by the taxpayer.
I completely agree. I think that's a terrific point. And in the meantime, buses, and we don't have a real serious bus program here in Nashville. We really never have. But if we wanted to take it seriously, we could use buses. And we can move more people, we could move them faster, more cheaply, and more safely than we could do it on light rail. So that's the direction I think that's the most sensible way for Nashville to go. I just don't think we can withstand both the disruption that the project will cause and the economic consequences and the debt and the recurring hundreds of millions of dollars a year of expenses we're going to incur. I mean, we spend almost $900 million a year on private education, on publicly funded education. And just to think how much pressure that's going to put on the education funding, because every part of Nashville will be clamoring to have their own light rail spoke. And every time we do it, it's going to be hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, $1 billion. So our tax burden is going to just do a J curve right here. So I just think this is a profoundly big error. And I just think all people should come to some sort of thoughtful conclusion and express their view about it.
One more thing before we let you go for now, and that is, if you will, I was really disappointed in the way the Transit for Nashville people responded to our group unveiling ourselves. Kelly Brockman said the anti-transit group that's come out in opposition wants to do nothing to help Nashville's growing traffic problems. I can't imagine a statement that's more opposite than from the truth than that.
Yeah, I also was disappointed, and I'm, like I said, Ralph, I'm hopeful that the public conversation that happens remains at an adult, sophisticated level. This is an important issue. We don't need to ad hominem. We don't need to attack people. We don't need to attack motives. I don't attack their motives. I think people are acting in good faith. It's just we as mature adults need to make the right decision, and I hope the conversation is befitting the seriousness of the topic.
And unfortunately, often if people don't have good enough arguments, then they attack the arguers rather than the arguments, and that doesn't help voters reach a good, logical, sensible conclusion.
It doesn't, but smart individuals can tell that. When somebody makes a thoughtful argument and the response is off target or personal, most people, I think, have enough common sense to figure out there's a reason why they're not arguing the facts.
David, welcome to the fight. David Fox, thank you so much for joining us here, and we hope to talk again soon and often as this fight continues through the first part of May. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.